This is the Real Grand Podcast. Welcome home. All right, guys. Well, welcome back. It is another week on the Real Grand Podcast. We are in the football offices with none other than the Mr. Travis Bush. So thanks for being here, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
Thanks for being with us. Thanks for being in the Valley. What we do, a big part of our podcast is like talking to the, well, specifically what it is, it's about talking to the people here. But a lot of what we like to do is talk about themselves, right? So if we're talking to a business owner, a lot of what we do is talk about who they are, right? Because we've all been to like a certain store, but not everybody knows who runs it, right? So that type of deal. But before we get into that, I just want to say congrats.
Yeah.
Congrats on,
appreciate it.
On being down here. It's, I can imagine, especially like in the collegiate coaching world, I mean, it's not often that you get the opportunity to like take something from scratch. How does that feel? Like, how does it feel to be able to build a program, a D1 collegiate program from the ground up? Like, what goes through your mind when you realize that this opportunity was becoming a reality?
You know, I mean, there's so much that goes, and it goes back to being a part of it as an assistant at UTSA and seeing that firsthand when we started that back in 2010 and being in the exact same spot and really the same plan and runway. It was a heck of a lot easier when I didn't have to make any decisions. You know, I just was told what to do. So, it's really humbling. It's neat. There's days it's overwhelming. There's so much to do. People keep asking, what do you do? I mean, it's hard to explain. There is just so much to do right now with, you know, we finally got a full staff in here. We're still hiring other pieces of our staff. We've, you know, recruiting is nonstop. We've got right now 73 guys scheduled to come in August. We're already about to hit the road to recruit the 2025 class. Transfer portal is going to open in April, and, you know, so there might be some options there for us. You know, and then you look around, we got facilities going up and trying to, you know, get all that done on time. And we've got, everything you can think of from equipment that a Division I football program has, we need to order. And so we're going through budgets and order lists and POs and quotes and trying to get all that done. So there's a lot of stuff, but it's, you know, at the bottom line, at the end of the day, it's, you know, you're proud to be a part of it. Growing up down here and knowing how important football is to the Real Grand Valley and knowing how it could, you know, bringing it to this university can impact not only the school but the entire region and being from here and having that you know, I'm a biggest fan as anybody, you know, UTRG football. If I wasn't the head coach, I'd be the biggest fan still, you know, because I think it's so great. So there's days that you sit back and like, man, it's pretty humbling to be a part of it and sitting in this chair.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, I mean, well, the good thing about the Valley, about Texas, is that we're all football crazy anyway. So, you know, you're a step ahead of the game in making fans out of the university, out of the football program. But let's make some fans out of you, though, right? Because everyone's going to show up for the game, but let's have us show up for you, too. Tell us about yourself. I mean, you're going to have a lot of opportunities to talk about the football program on other news outlets on media, but let's talk about Coach Bush. I mean, who is Coach Bush that you know, that we got the opportunity to have lead our team?
I mean, the first thing is I don't like to talk about Coach Bush. I like to talk about the team and our staff and those guys. You know, I'm the first person that can't stand to see my face on billboards. And so as soon as we get guys, a team on campus, you know, I love to, you know, put their face on things, but it's, you know, truly never going to be about me. It's not, you know, nothing is. It's always about the team and everyone, our staff and what we can recruit and really not just the guys in the field, but really the entire, when I say team, it's the whole administration team. It's the university team. It's the Real Grand Valley. Everybody's in this together. We're going to need everyone's support, you know, across the valley and across this university. So it's never going to be my team. It's going to be UTRGV's team forever, long after I'm gone at some point. So, but it's good. But no, I, you know, grew up down here. You know, father was a coach, so played. You know, he was a head high school coach for 42 years, and had few stints down in the valley.
Oh, really?
I started elementary school. I'm half Hispanic. My mom's side of the family, my mom's from Mercedes, so her side of the family, we have family all down here through you know, Mercedes and Wessico and McAllen, and you know, parents retired down here and they've been living down here, you know, for almost 20 years now. But you know, I started elementary school in Farr. You know, he coached at PSJ High back when everyone had one school, and really that's kind of when my first memories of football started. You know, when I'm 4 or 5 years old, and if you probably don't remember, but, you know, early 80s, everyone only had one school. and it was just humongous. And you go to the games, and it's Edinburgh versus Farr. It's PSJ versus Harlingen. It's McAllen had one school, Mission had one school, and everybody went to the games. And those were my first experiences of football, and it was just so fascinating to see the passion and the people and the pride in the communities. And, you know, I remember leaving the game, and, you know, there'd be lines of cars, and if they won, they'd be honking their horns, you know, walking, going down the street. So it was so cool. You know, then he obviously moved up to Alice, and so I spent 6 years in Alice. Again, Alice in the 80s was a powerhouse in 5A, and really, again, continued to spark my passion and the toughness those young men had, and the teams they had, and the coaches he had, again, were a great influence. And then I had a chance to play for him at Gregory Portland in the 90s, and again, we were a powerhouse in 4A then, and one of the top teams in the state every year, so very, very successful. You know, and then had the opportunity to go play at Southwest Texas, and you know, got out of school, and you know, actually coached a year with him at San Marcos High School, and then I got into college and spent 15 years in, you know, coaching in college. And you know, my plan, you know, I had two boys and always wanted to coach them, so the plan was to come back and coach high school ball and get a chance to coach them. I did that for 7 years, and really just, you know, it was at New Braunfels Canyon High School and, you know, having fun coaching kids. And, you know, I learned to take every job like it's going to be your last. So I'm not thinking of another job you know, and get a call from Chase Conk. And he's like, hey, I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, so, and we've had a relationship, you know, we've known each other, but you know, and then when this thing actually became a reality, it was, again, goes back to just, you know, being, you know, that drive and that passion to really come back, want a chance to come back here and be a part of it, and, you know, have a chance to give back to this university and this region.
Yeah, and I guess you've seen that whole Rally the Valley, right?
Oh, yeah.
You were familiar with the Valley already.
Yeah.
That was one of the things I was wondering, like, had you ever been here? But, I mean, your roots are here. Your mom is from Mercedes.
Yeah, and even, you know, like I said, we, you know, majority of my life, over 40 years, is spent, you know, in South Texas or San Antonio area. But we've always spent the time with this side of the family and growing up down here. So we've, you know, over the past 40 years, seen the growth of the Valley and the, you know, always loved it. The people are so great. The people are genuine. And just watch it, you know, blow up from, you know, little communities to a big metroplex. And biggest thing, recruiting, you know, and that's the, again, living outside the Valley, you see the outside perception of what people think of the Valley that haven't been here. And they do. They think it's little border communities. And that was the biggest thing in recruiting, was just getting them down here. I know if we just get them down here, they'd see that, hey, this is a metroplex. This is great environment. You got everything down here that you got in San Antonio, Austin, Houston. Like it's a really great place. And they saw that. And that's where, you know, everything kind of recruiting wise, at this point, has exceeded our expectations with those 73 guys we got coming in.
Yeah, I mean, recruiting didn't take too long either, right?
Yeah.
Everyone was excited to come down. Wow, man. So I want to ask you something, because a lot of the community, a lot of the fans, you know, are wondering a little bit about you. Growing up as a player, were you an offensive guy or was it all defense?
No, I was, you know, obviously you learn to play both, but I was a quarterback in high school. So if anyone's familiar with that, we were a slot T offense and we didn't throw the ball much, but, you know, then, had the opportunity to go to Southwest Texas and moved to receiver and played 4 years at receiver there. So, been mainly offense, and then coaching wise before I got the head coach was always on the offensive side and have coached every position and been coordinators, at several places. So, but on the flip side, you know, when you're offensive coordinator for, you know, 20 years, you do nothing but study defense. So you learn, you know, you're as good a defensive guy as offensive guy. And I love special teams. I played special teams. I was special teams captain in college. And that was kind of I knew that was my way to get on the field. They were always going to recruit better talent than me. So I had to find a way to compete and get on the field. And so, you know, big on special teams, and we're going to focus in on special teams as well. I love it and loving giving those tough guys an opportunity to get on the field.
That's awesome, man. So it sounds like you're a Texan through and through, right?
Oh, no doubt. The only year I lived outside of Texas was that year in Buffalo. And made me want to get back pretty quick.
I can imagine, man, in Buffalo, man, it's hard to even see outside, much less drive. That's funny. So here. So let me ask you something. Is there anything you want to let the community know? Anything you want Vaquero Nation to know? Maybe something you haven't mentioned? Anything? I mean, what are we, like a few months out of the season, right? About a year?
Yeah, 527 days. Oh, that's the first game right there. Yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't even seen that. Anything you want to let us know? Anything that, you know, any message you want to tell the community?
No, I mean, the community is great. I mean, and I knew, you know, I had an idea. I didn't know, but I had an idea of what to expect because you see it with the way they rally around the high school football teams. But just the energy, the passion, the support, people are just so excited and ready to go. I mean, we keep selling season ticket deposits. You know, we just, you know, those things keep racking up, and everyone's talking about. And again, it just goes back to how long overdue this is to bring football down here. But just we appreciate it, but would expect nothing less. I mean, the people here are great. They love football, and they're always going to support their hometown team. So we're the Valley's team, and again, we're excited to be here and appreciate everything they do.
Awesome. Have you been to any of the high school football games?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You're recruiting around a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we got 9 guys out of the Valley this year, and obviously we're going to be out on the road here in April, and there's some good 25 guys coming up that you know, we're excited about. So again, definitely giving those, you know, giving the guys an opportunity here locally, if we can, and even just the young students and young athletes that get to come to games as an elementary or middle school kid and get to see that and see that atmosphere and give them the motivation to keep working and want to be a part of it.
Okay, was this always your goal? Did you always plan to coach at the collegiate level, or did it sounds like it came to you, right? You got recruited like a player almost. Was this one of Coach Bush's aspirations?
Was never a goal.
Okay.
No. You know, you get to the point in your life or career where your goals kind of change. And again, going back, I learned from a mentor a long time ago, you take every job like it's your last. And again, I was at New Braunfels Canyon. I was going to be committed there and stay there. And, you know, and this deal popped up, and it was just an opportunity that you couldn't pass up. And so, yeah, I think your goals adjust, but as things pop up, then your goals change. But, you know, and again, I'm going to take this job like it's my last and commit to being here as long as they'll allow me to. And again, one goal of my life was always to retire in the Valley. I didn't think I'd come down here and have to work, but we're back and we're one step closer to that. But no, it's a great, great people. Can't speak enough about our administration. And again, getting to that point in your career where it's not about your title or where you're at. It's about who you're with every day. And our administration, Chase Conk, Dr. Bailey, everyone in their offices and the people here, the other coaches here, it's just we're surrounded by great people. And I get up every day in a 3-point stance, my tail wagging, ready to go to work because of who we're around every day and what we get to do.
Yeah, you got that drive, man, right? And everyone kind of pushes each other.
Yeah.
Right. So let me ask you something a little bit more fun. You coming from Brownsville Canyon, right? I mean, New Braunfels Canyon Lake area.
Yeah.
So are you more of a beach guy or a lake guy?
I'm a beach guy. Yeah, I grew up obviously down here in, you know, South Padre, and then in Corpus, you know, in Gregory, Portland, and you know, we'd pop over to the beach all the time in high school, and you know, we'd skip that track practice and in spring to go to the beach on a nice day. But
it was worth it.
Yeah. No, I just I'm a sand and wave guy. Love the lake. You know, got to enjoy the lake and river atmosphere up in Central Texas through college and the times we lived there. But still beach over lake or river any day.
Okay, for sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, you got one here now. Okay. Any secret hobbies? Anything that Coach Bush likes to do when he's not working?
You know, it's just something to stay active. I mean, obviously you try to stay fit and work out, you know, for health reasons and try to stay in shape as a coach. I think you got to be able to get out there and do some drills and be in shape. But, you know, athletically, golf is the one thing I think you can do for a long time. You know, my dad's 75 years old, but we can still go out and play golf together. My sons play golf. Our youngest is on the golf team there still in Burney High School. So love fishing, boys getting hunting more than we do. We, you know, during football season, we work too much, never been able to be a big hunter, but, you know, enjoy anything outside.
Cool. Outdoors kind of guy then. Yeah. You're in the right place then, man. If you're into hunting and like, I'm imagining fishing, South Texas, man, it's kind of where it's at. I mean, you were in the hill country, so, you know, you can hold your own up there too.
Yeah.
You mentioned you spent some time in Burney.
Yeah, that's where my son's still finishing up school up there. So he's going to graduate and then they'll come down.
Okay, so they're going to come down to dad school?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
I hope.
You didn't get to, it wasn't too hard to recruit that one, right?
He needs to get a lot better, but.
Did you say you hope? Oh, you mean no. to play golf here?
No, I had football too. He plays football and golf.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you meant just to come study here at the university.
No, it's a possibility. You know, he's looking at some options, but definitely wants to play football at the next level. So we'll see how he progresses here in the senior year.
Well, if you're listening, bud, there are definitely some incentives at coming down to UTRGV, right? We'll just leave it at that. That's so cool. Did you have any say in like in the designing of the helmets and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you got to put your mind to that.
Yeah.
I mean, I like that 956, man.
We wanted to, we kind of wanted to have a traditional with a white, you know, your traditional helmet and our traditional logo and like the way that looks. And then the orange is really good and that the Vaquero script and kind of want to utilize all the logos. And then the gray one, kind of the V to recognize and honor the Valley with the 956 on the front and kind of make that the home of the Valley helmet.
Okay, and you got to put your hand in the work of the uniform as well, the jersey?
Still designing, though. You know, we don't have to, you know, we're not going to obviously need those till 2025.
Yeah,
And the ordering deadline's probably about October. But, you know, it's still designing some things. You know, watched a lot of college football this year, and one big piece is looking at uniforms.
Yeah.
You know, do we want stripes, no stripes? What's going to go with the helmets and color, trim, and things like that? So, but we're finalizing and kind of coming to some conclusions on some things, but we'll get those finalized here probably early fall.
Cool. So you're watching a lot of Oregon then, if you're looking at uniforms.
Yeah, we ain't got that budget.
Yeah. You got a different uniform. My dad's like, yeah, they have a different uniform by the second half, man. Yeah, you know, Basically is what it looks like.
When the Nike, owner of Nike went to Oregon and their headquarters are there, they get a lot of cop stuff. So.
Yeah. It's they pulled some strings there for them at least. That's cool though. I mean, that's I know that we're all like waiting for that final design. Like, I mean, man, it's you know it right better than anyone. But football in the Valley, man, there's nothing like it. Like from the high school to, I mean, you know, there's people out there that, you know, they're at that. Did you ever coach Pee Wee leagues?
You know, I coached my son's fourth grade. You know, 7-on-7 year.
Did
or
you?
One spring. And I couldn't do it, man. It was elementary.
Why couldn't you do it?
I just come from being the coordinator at the University of Houston and had some time off and was coaching them. And
drilling those kids.
Fourth grade. And I couldn't get them to listen. And, you know, I tell them, it's like, I come from a world when I say something, people do it. And I'm saying stuff and these kids won't do it. And, you know, it was just different, but it was fun. I had fun I coached some little league basketball as well. And it was fun just to be around the young kids and, you know, their energy and, you know, their priorities, their biggest concern was who, you know, what the snack was after the game. You know, they weren't complaining about playing time or
points. Yeah.
They were just having fun. Kind of brings you back to the genuineness of sports and youth sports. So it was good.
Yeah. So was that 1 year each, basketball and football?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was about it.
Yeah.
Was there anything that like any moment or like a highlight, whether it was a good or bad thing, where you're like, no, I can't do this anymore? Because I know everybody has stories like, oh yeah, my son was like playing with the dragonflies outside. Anything like that that you notice with your kids?
No, actually, my son was pretty competitive. So he was obviously growing up in our household and growing up in field houses like I did and in college locker rooms. And so he was always, you know, competitive and, you know, one of the better kids. So he was, you know, he was always the one that was more concerned about points and playing time. You know, he was worried about that stuff. He'd get frustrated when the other ones wouldn't. You know, I remember, you know, in baseball, he was playing pitcher, and every time they hit to him, he would just run the first base and get the out himself instead of throwing it because he was afraid the other guy's going to drop it. You know,
it's
just, you know, try to teach him to be be a little more team player, but it was good.
Was that out in the Hill Country too?
I was over in Katy. Well, I think the Little League, yeah, I mean, that was, we were at UTSA, so we lived out there. In the Bernie area, and then at Houston, we lived in Katy.
Cool. Did you play any basketball yourself as well?
I did up through, I think my freshman year in high school was the last year.
Okay.
And that was kind of our, you know, got to the point where the sophomore year in high school, we were really good, went to state semifinals. So we played all the way through, you know, Christmas break. And by that time, the basketball team was already set. So we, you know, we didn't, after that, I didn't play that year, and then just kind of got away from it, stuck to football and track.
Is that what it was all about? Football and track, right? Yeah. You did both of those. Okay.
Oh, back in the day, yeah, we all had to run. The whole football team had to run track.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's kind of like the cross-country team has to be in track. Yeah. Yeah. Soccer, the soccer team has to be in cross-country.
Yeah. I mean, it's still a big thing we look for recruiting too. You know, there's thing about track is you know, there's a toughness level to it. And first of all, it's impossible to get slower running track. So guys, you want to help your speed run track, but there's, you know, you're out there on the track by yourself and you're either going to compete or you're not. And everyone knows it. And then there's a toughness level to, you know, having your legs sore and being tired and competing in those events and being out there and coming around that stretch. And it's you and the other dude, and you know, you're either going to want it or you're not. So, we value track a lot in our recruiting process.
It's a mental game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a lot of what football is too, right? I mean, everyone says it's a chess game, and it is, but it's also a lot of mental toughness, right?
Cause yeah, I mean, no, it's you know, the game's way more mental than physical, and so is life, and that's everything in our program. We've got to train the mind as much as we train the body, and so there's so much. The biggest piece is that mental toughness piece, and you know, whether it's handling situations, overcoming adversity, not making excuses, finding solutions to be successful, but the biggest thing is attacking hard things, and that's hard because our you know, everybody wants things easy, and that's the, you know, the way we're built, the way our bodies are made, and the way the world is. And so training young men, training guys to want to do hard things, to love it, knowing that whatever we want, the success we want is on the other side of hard. We've got to work through hard things and not fearing it. And manufacturing that in our program on a daily basis to put them in challenging situations mentally and physically and train them to respond with that toughness, with that mental toughness, and not quit, not make excuses, not transfer, you know, find, you know, and really building those characteristics, not just for, you know, to help us be a successful football team, but help those guys be successful leaders and bosses and husbands and fathers down the road, you know, and those are the same qualities to be successful in life. And that's what, you know, that's the ultimate goal of what we want to do when we coach is, you know, we want to influence them for the next 40 years of their life, not just the next four.
Bigger than football, right?
No doubt.
Yeah,
no doubt.
That's what we hear all the time, right? It's much bigger than the sport, off the field, on the field. You're a football player more off the field in your mind, right?
Yeah.
What you learn off the field, that's what you bring down and get that's what gets you going on the gridiron. I got one more question that I asked. Well, we used to ask everyone in season one. I'll throw it at you this time. What's one thing you love about the Rio Grande Valley?
Definitely the food.
Okay.
I mean, the people is number one. Just, again, growing up down here, being from down here, the people are just so genuine. They work, they care. They're just different. I don't know how to explain it, but you know. You know, if you come down here versus living other places, you know, and having the ability, people here are just so great. And I love the people here. I love the culture here. But I guess kind of with the culture comes that food, and that food's hard. Man, I gained 20 pounds in my first 6 months here.
You mentioned food twice, guys. If you didn't know, and then we just got a revelation right there. Mentioned food twice, the people. I think he likes the people that make the food.
You might see me sneaking out to the tailgates that first game, trying to get some hajitas or some freaking barbacoa or something.
You're going to love the tailgating then, man. That's for sure. Yeah. What's your favorite dish?
Oh, I don't know, man. They're so good. I mean, yeah, you can't turn down a good homemade carne asada, or, you know, you got some barbacoa on Sunday morning and warm corn tortillas.
Oh, Sunday morning specifically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he hit it right on the nail. Well, I threw in that last question. I cheated. But, hey, guys, so UTRGV football is coming up 2025. We got that. I thought that was a clock, but, man, we're 527 days away, 24 minutes, and however many seconds is left up. So, I mean, coaches hungry, right? Yeah. Not just for food, but to get on that field, no pun intended.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Well, thanks so much, Coach, for being here with us. We're excited. We're excited. As a community, I mean, we've been waiting so long just to see a helmet, to see a football with that logo. I mean, we can't tell you how much this means to us. You know, a lot of the alumni, we've been waiting for the football team. A lot of us graduated. You know, my wife was waiting every year, and she's like, man, I didn't get to be there. But you know what? It's here now.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for what you're doing. We can't wait to see you on the field. We can't wait to see you off of it. We got to learn a little bit about him, you know, bring him something to eat, you know, whenever you come meet him, he'll get on your good side. So thanks so much for being here.
No, thank you.
All right, we can't wait.
Yeah, thank you. It's awesome.
Have a good day, guys. Go Vaqueros.
Peace out.
Thanks for spending some time with us today. Don't forget to follow the show on social media for updates on episodes, interactive content, and more opportunities to grow together. We'll see you again next week on your podcast, The Rio Grande Podcast. Stay safe. Take care.